It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that mic over there. The phones are down too? All right, well, I got plenty to talk about.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Okay, it worked that time. Good morning, good morning. On the other side, it's now October 8th, so we're going to talk through some issues with your New York Yankees losing that game to the Kansas City Royals, and then we're going to turn the page and get over it. It's a series, right? The Mets series is 1-1, the Dodgers series is 1-1, the Tigers, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have liked to see them play a lot better, win that game, and selfishly, we're hosting a watch party on Wednesday, which is now tomorrow, at American Whiskey, and I was telling people, yo, we're going to close them out. It's going to be a sweep. Yo, show up. All right, 888-808-1019. And at some point, I'll just start blaming Aaron Rodgers and Rob Saleh and Brees Hall or Tyler McGill or Edwin Diaz. Yankee fans showed up today. It was a little bit of a cheaper ticket today than Saturday. Yankee fans showed up today saying, hey, we grinded out a win. Hey, if we can win like that, hey, we won despite Judge, Cole, some of these other guys who, you know, we're going to speak on tonight, not coming through. Hey, good to see Verdugo, his postseason experience. Jazz, a little controversy with the call at second base, but all in all, Yankee fans showed up ready to rock on a Monday night, and we just didn't get much of an opportunity outside of Carlos Rodon's electric first inning and even through the second inning. It's okay, but it's not okay. As I'm making my rounds through Yankee Stadium saying what's up to everyone, and we're kind of stressing. You can just feel people are tight. And, you know, after the Rodon, you know, coming off the mound, fired up, three up, three down, striking out the first three hitters, you're gifted a couple walks. And I know when I was on, I remember saying, let's see how everyone reacts to this environment. Yeah, Cole Reagans is had a great year. He's a good pitcher. Let's see how he reacts to this environment. And, I mean, he had 5 walks tonight. They had their chances tonight. But ultimately, it's not good enough, and it's not something that you haven't seen before from this exact team. It's not something that you haven't seen before from these guys, and that's what's worrisome. You know, and there's no more time for excuses. It's October now. This is it. And I know these guys had the week off, and we talk about rust, and hey, the rust has got to be knocked off now. It's 2 games. We can't make excuses and say, oh, well, you know, Carlos Rodon had X amount of days without throwing, and Aaron Judge, like, no. Nah. Unfortunately, Aaron Judge struggling just plays into the narrative that haters were throwing out as he had a great regular season. Ah, let's see if he can do it in the postseason. Ah, you can't put him up there with the Yankee greats until he does it in the postseason. What about his postseason numbers? He's adding to his postseason numbers the wrong way. 888-808-1019. Rodon gets paid a lot of money to go out there and have a good start. And it started off pretty good. But then he unraveled, and I found myself making excuses for him, saying they didn't pick him up. They didn't pick him up. But, I mean, if you look at the four runs that were scored, all four of those runs fall on him. 888-808-1019. So him rolling, maybe you bet on him to have seven strikeouts. Him rolling out of the gate is great, but there's something to be said about controlling your emotions. And I know if you listen to the postgame, they asked him about just being too tired after all the emotion that he let out in the beginning. I'll say this, whether he was tired or not, you gotta just find a way to like center your ki. It's a Dragon Ball Z term. You gotta just find a way to like understand, hey, yes, I felt like he got drunk off the energy in there. I felt like he played into let's go, like he, you know, and it's hard not to, right? You're the man on the mound in New York City with the whole world watching. And so many people were talking about how is he going to pitch all year. His first postseason start for the Yanks. When the Yankees do scratch a run across, the Kansas City Royals fight right back. I told you I was worried about Salvi. He's a veteran. He's a dog. He owns Rodon. I told you I was worried about guys like Tommy Pham, Bobby Witt. They have some athleticism, but, I mean, it's not just them. They have a team at the top of the order. Mikel Garcia today. And we're going to talk all through it, but ultimately here's where I'm at with it. The Yankees are not going to win without their highest paid best players leading the way. And as much as I talked about Jazz talking about the World Series too much, he's starting to show. Like, he's showing himself in both games. He hit a homer in that game where people left and didn't see it. And even Verdugo, when Verdugo gets that knock, like, when you're looking at the bottom of the order, Volpe, knock, Birdie, knock. And for all the talk about Cabrera not getting the start and John Birdie playing first base, he was solid. Like, surprisingly, not even surprisingly, but like, you know, ball will find you. When the ball found him, he was ready. So it's simple. There were some borderline strikes, and they were getting rung up all night. They were hitting balls right at guys the whole time. I'm telling people, Adam ball, right at him. You know, when the fans are so ready to roar and explode every ball in the air, people are like, yeah! And I'm like, nope, look at their feet. These guys are on it. Got a guy there. But when you have guys like Soto going 0-for-3, and I can't really get on Soto too much because he was such a catalyst in the first game, but this is what we do. It's nightly. We're reacting to this game. It's a series. Soto goes 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. He's getting paid $31 million. Judge worked the walk, legged out a single late, but it's that first bat, bro. They're trying to give the game away. You have to make them pay. The Yankees pay you $40 million a year, and you deserve it. But, like, we need you. Get out of your head. Have some better at-bats. Giancarlo Stanton, I mean, his contract isn't as bad the more years we get away from when it came about. This is his seventh year with the Yankees. But it's like, man, this guy is not able to run. And those type of things come up. He's not able to run. He's not able to score. So people are going to call for Jason Dominguez to play. And ultimately, it's not good enough. They lose the game at home. They got to go on the road. And I don't know, man. I'm afraid of Seth Lugo. I think I told you the four guys I was afraid of. Salvi, Tommy Pham, Bobby Witt Jr., Seth Lugo. But, like, you should be afraid. Spooky time. It's October. But not too afraid. It's a series. So they'll go to Kansas City where they've been better on the road. They should have swept Kansas City in Kansas City earlier in the season, I think back in June. And now let's hope that, you know, getting on the plane, traveling, gets them back into the groove of baseball some versus, you know, being at home, being in Yankee Stadium for all of this time. Let's hope that that wakes them up a little bit. Going to a rival ballpark where, you know, not for nothing, the Kansas City Royals fans, they're going to show up for this team. There were some out there chanting, let's go Royals late in this game tonight. I respect it. 888-808-1019. 101.9. I'm going to the phones right away. Jay in Oyster Bay, you're first up. You got it.
All right, man. So I know you're at the game, and that's a great hustle back, and it looked like it was pretty intense on TV. My question for you was, is there any chance that there was a single Yankee legend that was in attendance? Because we had to look at, on the broadcast, George Brett at least 50 times for, I mean, he must have put at least 5 minutes of on air. I mean, short of picking his nose, he was on this broadcast a ton. So just a quick comment, start off with a little bit of levity here. But, man, it's kind of frustrating when they're just showing one of our biggest rivals from back in the day on TV in our stadium.
That's what they're going to do, Jay. Thanks for the call. Willie Randolph threw out the first pitch. Willie was in there. Shout out to Willie. I'll say this, and I said this last week, right, as people were saying, oh, the Yankee fans don't want to face the Orioles? What are you afraid of? Yankee fans don't want to face the Astros? Oh, I thought you guys were better than that. No, we're not better than that. We're rooting for our enemies to lose, because as soon as we lose, people line up to drink our tears. As soon as the Yankees go down, the whole sports world dances on our graves. So there's always this lean. There's always this lean of like, you got to think about that, right? There's 29 other teams in the New York Yankees. All of this hype of, look how easy the pathway is for the Yankees this year. The measly AL Central. Baseball's not set up like that. And the broadcast, I didn't watch the broadcast. I'm going to the game. Shout out to Bob Costas. I don't care to listen to Bob Costas call the game. I'm low-key in the stadium with my AirPods in, listening to John and Susan. We got John and Susan back. I wish there was an Apple TV option for y'all to switch and, you know, put on WFAN. Mike is in Marlboro, next up on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up? KM to AM, my man. What's going on?
You know, back from the stadium. It's not what you want. You had hoped to go with, you know, a 2-0 lead to Kansas, but it's a series. It's not a series until the road team wins a game, and we've seen that happen in the other series. So here we are.
Yeah. Well, listen, great point about getting back on the road. I like that. One quick point before I get into my main point. The Yankees, it's an incredible organization, right? I'm sitting in the judge's chambers, or just nearby.
Sure. 103, 104, and, yep,
I'm in 104. And what the Yankee organization does for kids with cancer is absolutely incredible.
Good.
They come over, they take care of these kids. I think that a lot of these tickets were given away to great kids.
Sure.
That are really struggling, and it was absolutely incredible. So just shout out to the Yankees for that.
And that's another thing, Mike, win or lose, it's a postseason game, it's a postseason atmosphere and memories that like I had fun tonight. I'm not gonna lie, like obviously the game didn't go that way, but like I had fun. I saw a lot of people that didn't get there Saturday that came out today. I had fun bouncing around going to see people, and like you mentioned, those kids probably had a blast. They just didn't get the result that they wanted. That's okay. We didn't get eliminated tonight.
But look, to my other point, you know, look, Stan's a great player. He's got his contract, he's made his money, he's got a lot of money coming. But I think the fans want to see, they want to see somebody out there, like, you know, just hustling a little bit more.
He can't run. You know. Like, that's the thing. His sprint speed, even if he decided, because I had this thought too, and thanks for the call, Mike. It is October 8th. The game just was played on the 7th. This could potentially be the last series of the year. If there ever was a time to bust it down the line, if there ever was a time to try and score, like, he can't. He physically can't. And that's what we're stuck with. 888-808-1019. It's just part of the game. You know, we have guys playing out of position. That's what we're stuck with. We have a $27 million a year starter that came out on fire, adrenaline, like really leaning into it. And then he had a bad inning, and that's literally the whole game. 888-808-1019. Eli in the Bronx, you're on the fan.
What's going on, Keith? The big Yankee fan. I'm obviously pissed off about tonight's game.
Heard you. Understood. I was in there.
The point I wanted to make was about Aaron Judge. I mean, this guy cannot hit a beach ball in the playoffs. He absolutely stinks. I'm so fed up with it. year after year. I don't care what he does in the regular season. He stinks in the playoffs, and he should be benched.
Oh, no, Eli, I got to let you go, bro. I'm just not ready to do that. I'm literally talking to people Saturday and today in the stadium, and you can hear my voice is a little hoarse. I'm in there to will them to victory. If I can help a little bit, trying to pick everyone up in there, two strikes, two outs, section to section. Come on, let's go, man. Judge's last at bat when he legged out that single. I mean, they played his music, and I'm saying all rise. I'm like, are you guys giving up on Judge? People weren't even, at least in the section I was in, they weren't even like excited for Judge to come up. I'm like, you can't be defeated that quickly. It's two games. They were just sitting for a week. And I'm not trying to make excuses for Judge. Like I already said, he's a $40 million player. He's an MVP. He's going to win the MVP again. They're not going anywhere without Aaron Judge. But it's two games. So if you're going to call and say the guy sucks, he can't hit a beach ball, he should be benched, I'm not rocking with you, because that guy could come up big Wednesday, Thursday, or next Saturday back in the Bronx. Alexander, out on Long Island, tell me something. You're on the Fan.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me. I wanted to touch on Aaron Judge as well, because, you know, I don't think he should be benched. You know, I'm not uneducated. I know how baseball works, but it's really disappointing to hear how much or how many Yankees fans truly idolize Aaron Judge solely because of the home run record. If you look at his postseason stats, he's batting less than .210. He had multiple strikeouts tonight and the other night as well, and it's just really disappointing. I don't see why we're idolizing him.
It's not just because of the record, Alex. It's because of the regular season wins and the home runs and the defense and being the captain and the leader.
We don't need fair weather players. You know, we need individuals that are going to make contributions. There's no such thing as a fair weather player.
There's pressure. Thanks for the call. When I got to call the game sitting in for Susan Waldman, after that game, we did a post game. And I remember, I think Soto had been in a minor slump. And Judge, I think, too. And they kind of like slumped together this year and then got hot together this year. But I said something about the fact that there are 45,000 people in that stadium. And not even 400 people. We could go through the whole stadium. Not even 400 of those people could stand in that box with all of those people watching and leg out an infield single, let alone mash home runs, drive in runs, hit extra base hits like guys like Judge and Soto do. It's hard to do. We're acting like it's automatic. Yes, he's pressing. Yeah, it looks like it just, I don't know. I'm not ready to quit on the captain of the team, a guy that has brought me a lot of joy in there. I've seen a ton of his home runs live. I mean, you guys didn't watch. Like, it has nothing to do with the home run record. But the last time he was in the postseason, the chase of that home run record was the excuse. Now what's the excuse? 888-808-1019. Let's go to Robbie and Lennox on the Fan. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking the call. Listen, before I talk about the Yankees, you know, I was at a memorial tonight for the October 7th tragedies in Israel, so I just want to wish all my friends across the seas all the best for peace and everything, hopefully, God willing. But anyway, listen, you know, a couple of things on point. And it's a series, like you said, and you relax me by saying, hey, you know what, you get on a plane, you get a little camaraderie going, you try to loosen up. They have been a better team on the road, and I agree with you, but there's a couple of points I wanted to make. Get Wells out of the fourth hole. Get Jazz in the fourth hole, okay? Jazz has got more experience. You're asking a rookie player to hit behind Judge, and Judge is going to see better pitches, I think, with Jazz hitting behind him. I just disagree.
Wells has come up with some hits, and what I'll say is you can't start changing what you've been doing at this point. It's two games.
But he's in a slump. That's the thing. He hasn't hit well. I know he got the RBI in the first game. I understand that.
He worked the walk, and then he just legged out a single. What if that's all he needs to go to Kansas and tap back into it? Like, I'm not ready to quit on Judge.
Right.
We're going to need him the rest of the way.
No, that's understandable. But here's my point. The thing is, to me, is that, like, I'd like to see the Yankees also steal more bases. Like, Aaron Judge got the first base. I mean, Wells never gave Aaron Judge even a chance to try to steal a base. The Yankees should be more aggressive on the base pass. That's my feeling. And Anthony Volpe, learn how to bunt, okay? Learn how to get on base. I mean, I know he took the ball to right field. And I'd like to see him try to do that. I'd actually like to see Derek Jeter work with him on inside-out swinging, because to me, he would raise his average, because I would love to see this kid be able to be the consummate leadoff hitter, because he's got speed. And I just want to see them be more aggressive on the base pass when they get on.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. Understood. Listen, I saw the ALDS roster, and I'm like, all right, we're going to be running, you know. Even with Birdie being in there, I'm like, he's a speed guy. We're going to be getting on. We're going to be stealing bases. We're going to be putting pressure on the pitcher, on the catcher. You got to get on, and then you got to actually get it done. Volpe is going to steal his bases when he gets on. He's always going. He had one tonight. But, yeah, he's not there yet. He's not there yet. I don't know what to tell you. He's not there yet. But I'm not ready to quit on these guys in two games. It's a split series. Like, they gutted out a win in the first one. They did not have it on a Monday night tonight. I'm not ready to change the lineup. I'm not ready to quit on guys, because the moment you quit on guys, like, you're going to be eating your words. Speaking of eating their words, I really hope Jazz Chisholm does not eat his words after the game. And I understand confidence and swag and aura. I even understand cockiness and being confident and carrying yourself in a certain type of way. But, you know, in the post game, again, I was worried about the talk about, you know, we're going to win 28. You know, I can't wait till we win the World Series. And I was saying, Jazz, my boy, you are the newest guy here. You are a Johnny come lately. You are a Marlin. You only been around for a little bit of time. Us fans, we've been putting in pain for years, bro. We've been trying to get to 28 for 15 years, bro. Be careful with all the proclaiming. And now you got to be careful with saying they got lucky, because that's a scrappy team with some veterans and some young guys mixed in. That is a team that lost 106 games last year, some of them. That's a fan base that has been to two World Series and won one more recently than this fan base. And you do not want to talk like that and give them any extra added motivation to go out there and beat you. Because you could get on that plane and lose two games, and I don't want to put that type of energy out there. Just like your words are powerful, and they're more powerful than the Yankees' bats.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ballgame's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Not wasting any time. Always there when you call. Always on time. KM to 2 a.m. 888-808-1019. Let me talk you off the ledge, bruh. Let me talk you off the ledge. It's not that serious, man. Every other series is 1-1. In 2022, the Yankees won a game, lost a game. They ended up going 5. They advanced. I don't want the same results as 2022, but I'm just trying to say, like, it would have been nice. We would have preferred to go up 2-0. It didn't happen. Baseball doesn't mind that. They want all of these series to go 5. And, yo, just put some respect on the Royals. I felt like we did get real disrespectful when the Orioles got knocked out. They're bums. We did get a little disrespectful. Like, if there ever was a year, you know, the Royals have one of the best players in the sport. A guy that they were saying should win the MVP. Judge is going to win the MVP. And this guy's going to be around for a while, and they're going to figure out how to put good players around him. And they did. They went for it at the deadline. They went for it picking up guys like Tommy Pham. Like, just put a little bit of respect on the Kansas City Royals franchise. I know they lost 106 games last year, but last year is over. 888-808-1019. Salvi's already a champ. Like, you Met fans know that. Like, he's got a ring on his finger. And he's a dog. He's like, they come to Yankee Stadium, I do not want to watch him hit. You know, Tommy Pham out there in right field, he's on everything. I already tipped my cap to Mikel Garcia. I'm like, this guy came out 4 hits tonight. Easy money. Easy money. But, I mean, Bobby Witt Jr., 0 for 5 with 3 Ks. But in the field, he's there. I don't know. It is what it is. At the end of the day, it's on the Yankees. You're in your building. 1 run, 2 runs, not going to get it done. 888-808-1019. So when you go to their building, you better be ready. And you know what? Like, can we not swing at the first pitch? Can we not swing for the fences? It's like every single time with these guys. So eager. It's not even a situation where you need to be swinging for the fences. Jazz hits one out. At least he's showing up. Still don't like what he said. But, like, yeah, having that bat, especially when you know this guy is calling these borderline strikes, take a look at one. I feel like everybody is hacking at the first pitch, and everyone's not, like, you. The Bronx Bombers, everyone does not have to be the Bronx Bombers. Pass the baton, get on base, and it's got to be better. But at least, you know, positives. Guys that were the whipping boys, like Alex Verdugo, got no problem with Doogie right now. Doogie's doing it. He's got the highest postseason average on the team. Got no problem with Clay Holmes. Quietly. Like, go ahead, Clay. Bullpen. How about the Yankees bullpen? And no problem with those guys. And they can empty the bullpen today. And you got the off day. And I don't know. I am not as down as some people are where you're quitting on the captain. I am not as down as some people are where it almost sounds like you're like conceding the series. It's a split. Now you have a 3-game set where you go 2 on the road, 1 at home. So let's play ball. 888-808-1019. Josh is in Passaic. Josh is on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I didn't completely lose my voice. I was trying.
So, because I don't understand these Yankees fans, you know, trying to just say bench Aaron Judge.
Bugging.
He's the number one guy on the team, and just because he doesn't perform in the playoffs and only in the regular season. So you wait for the moment to happen. I don't hear,
Josh.
Like, I don't hear, you know, Bills fans or Ravens fans calling for their quarterbacks to be benched.
Well, we're not talking football.
In the playoffs.
Pete Alonso. What would have happened if Pete Alonso got benched in Milwaukee that last game?
Right, and also, even Pete Alonso's not comparable to Judge. He didn't put up the season that Judge put up. Alonso wasn't that great this year. Judge had a good regular season. And
still, you got to ride with your guys at any moment, especially these power hitters. At any moment, they can put bat to ball and change the game. It's not easy. That's how tell me you didn't play any sports without telling me you didn't play any sports. It's not that simple. It's the most pressure-filled moments. It's hard to do. I get it. The track record, I get it. But I don't. Judge has silenced his critics at every turn. I think he's going to do it again.
And also Stanton. You have that guy in there because of, you know, he's clutch. He's done it in years past, postseason. He's mashing those. And you know, sometimes you just need that big home run to get you going. Or Kobe's coming in a higher moment. And yes, does he not have legs? Okay, fine. But he's still standing, he's still Judge. I don't understand these Yankee people. And Keith, I also want to make a little comparison between, you know, the Royals and the Mets. Both haven't made the division series since 2015. Both were teams that performed very poorly last year. Teams that have that only a few names are actually known from the lineup, you know, before, you know, this year. And they're both, you know, lower seeds. And, you know, Keith, very similarity. I wonder if they would actually end up meeting. It would be very cool to see. Well, Keith, can I get a point about the Mets? You want to keep it all Yankees?
Go.
So, listen, Keith. So, that was a tough loss that happened that were 2 nights ago. And the worst part about it is you got to wait 2 days to take that feeling away. You know, the Mets have shown us, Keith, as I told this to another person today. He was complaining and screaming the whole day about all the Mets. I'm like, this year's different. You know, every time something happens, they always come right back. And even in that game itself, the Phillies came back in the bottom of the sixth. Nimmo hits a homer in the top of the seventh. They get more runs bottom of the eighth. Vientos hits one in the top of the ninth. You have to just trust in the team, trust in what they do. You know, we're a home team now, and let's hope the series does not go back to Philly. Key things are taking my call. Hopefully you'll call after tomorrow's game with the Mets win. Have a good night.
I'll be here. Thanks for the call, Josh. 888-808-1019. A word on the Mets. These Mets games have been incredible. Cinema. And again, that series is 1-1. But like, what I say about the make-it-happen Mets, they impose their will. They never say die. So if you need any reason to believe in your team, just watch the games. That's another thing. Some of these people aren't really watching the games. Some of these people are helicoptering in, seeing the score here and there. I know because, you know, some of these are day games. Maybe you're doing something. But if you're actually watching pitch by pitch, inning by inning, like I thought that was going to be the Mark Vientos game. And I don't have time to really get into it with the Mets. We're going to do that tomorrow because I know it's Yankee night. The Yankees played, but I haven't been on since Friday. But I'm like, yo, some of these younger Mets fans aren't as jaded. And some of you older Mets fans, if you, like, what are you doing this for? Why are you a fan? Why do you wear the colors? Why are you a diehard fan? If you need something to believe in, they're giving it to you. And here they come. They're at home with no pressure. I made a joke to Rosie. I was like, the Yankees failed. Now the pressure's all on the Mets to get it done to save New York. There's no pressure at all. It's all gravy. Everything at this point is cherry on the top. Like, if they win the next two games, like, they're sweeping the city. I hate to say it. I've been in Yankee Stadium. I keep hearing Mets. I heard this guy the other day say this team doesn't have it. This team doesn't have it. The Mets are the team. I said, don't you say that. The Mets are never the team. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Millburn. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Keith, hey. How are you, man?
I'm good.
I was at the game tonight. I was with your boy Ben in Connecticut. He's one of my buddies.
Shout out to Ben.
I'm one of those people that I think needs to get talked off the ledge a little bit. And if I just may for a minute or so here, this Yankee team, it's weird. It's not constructed right. You have a general manager here who has really embraced analytics. The Yankees have the biggest analytics department in baseball. Cashman said pregame that the first thing he does when he constructs the lineup, which, by the way, it's weird that Cashman has such a heavy-handed role in constructing the lineup. He sits down with the analytics department, and he values these weird things like exit velocity. It reminds me of general managers in football who are obsessed with things like the bench press at the NFL Combine. Like, in theory, like, I guess it makes sense, but he just ignores the fundamentals of baseball. It ignores the very simple importance of just getting hits. And when you value things like exit velocity, you get a product like you have with the Yankees, a product where a lot of guys in the lineup hit in the low 200s. They hit the ball very hard, but they hit it right at defenders. And you just get long stretches where guys don't contribute. And you get, with the Yankee defense, you get like weird situations where guys are just, objectively, they're playing out of position. The Yankees have four corner outfielders on the field right now between Jazz and Soto and Verdugo and Judge. And you have Birdie, who's a third baseman. He plays first.
Oh, they love that.
You have a shortstop.
I was saying that in the stadium tonight. I'm like, they love to play guys out of position. It's just what they do.
And Boone, in the post game, he's like, guys, we just need a little patience with Jazz because you saw the play where he didn't cut it off, and it resulted in the guy going to second, and then they got another run, and it became 4-1. And Boone is like, guys, we just need a little patience with Jazz. He's still learning third base. This isn't Little League. Yeah. This is professional baseball.
There's no time left.
There's no time left. This is not okay.
You and I probably wouldn't make that decision. They traded for him and made that decision. When they traded for him, I didn't think he was going to play third base. I thought maybe. His first game he played in center field, I was thinking he was going to play second. I don't know what they were going to do with Gleyber. I mean, they asked Gleyber if he wanted to play third. Gleyber said, nah, nope. I already moved from short. So it's just something that they do and they accept. We're diehard fans. They're diehard decision makers. They will die hard on that decision. If it costs them, it costs them.
Yeah. But it goes to the construction of the team. And I hear you, like, it's 1-1. Like, I'm optimistic that they can figure this out and turn this around. And the last thing I'm going to say here, and I'm going to hang up because I've already been on for way too long. Giancarlo Stanton, the low standards that we hold this guy to as a professional athlete. I am 30 years old. I work a desk job. I can run faster than Giancarlo Stanton. How have we accepted that he just, like, can't play the field? He makes $27 million
a contract.
Year. He can't run.
The contract.
He can't play the field. We're resigned to watching him hit 220 with 27 home runs. I remember when Nick Swisher in 2009, he was like the worst player on that team. He hit 27 home runs. He was considered a locker room guy. This guy's like our best player. He's not our best player. It's a joke.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Listen, they don't want him to get hurt. They don't want him to run. He can't run. They've accepted that. All for the hope that he runs into one or two in a series. 888-808-1019. Matt out on Long Island. You're on the Fan. What's up, Matt?
Hey, I was at the game myself, too. I was sitting in the bleachers. We were ready to just tear the roof off the place. Not that there is a roof on the place.
No, but we were all just ready to roar. I said, we're ready to roar, but we got nothing to really yell and scream about.
I mean, you know, like, it's just, I've been to so many playoff games in my life, World Series. I haven't been to a World Series. I've been to clinches to go to the World Series. You know, it never gets old going to a Yankee game, but I have to say one thing. Piggybacking on what that guy just said about Stanton, he's definitely not our best player. I disagree with that. Judge is our best player. But at what point are we going to, I mean, I was thinking that had he reached base, that they were going to swap him out for Dominguez to run and then let Dominguez get a couple of at-bats. I would bet that's coming. I got to give this guy one more day because you're right. He could run into one, and he's super powerful, and we've seen what he can do when he gets hot. And when he gets hot, he's dangerous. But when he's not, and honestly, as much as we all love Judge, and he will figure it out. Judge is a great player. He will figure it out. But I've said this, and I said this about Soto when we first got him. The first week he was here, I said, this guy is unbelievable. He's one of the best line-to-line hitters I've seen the Yankees ever have. And, you know, I've argued with people about it, about Judge being, you know, a great hitter, which he obviously is. It's just, there's so many different times where he goes in these streaks where he doesn't hit,
mm-hmm.
and he just strikes out. I mean, it's not even like, now tonight he didn't have an opportunity, but in game one he had an opportunity to, you know, to have a sack fly or, you know, just move a runner over. It's just these strikeouts are just destroying us.
Strikeouts and killing ants. 888-808-1019. I mean, that's what happens. That's what happens when you get the first round bye, which I wanted. That's what happens when you get the week off, which I wanted. Home field advantage. It's a double-edged sword, right? You sit cold, and you got to restart. It's almost like starting over. There's no workouts or simulated games or whatever. And I just am really hoping that these guys get on the plane, get into another city, get away from Yankee Stadium, which is like, it's amazing, but it's crazy at the same time. Like, having that much energy, that many fans, like the place is absolutely packed all the way. I'm up on the 400 level. I'm like, there's not that many open seats up here, and that can be good and that can be bad because you can feel that tightness, that angst, that want of people that when the crowd's ready to roar and it turns into a oh, like, and these guys are folding. Like if you watch that Phillies game, they were booing their guys, and I'm glad we haven't gotten to that point. But Philly fans, see, I just kind of turned into a Met show. Philly fans from last year are disappointed from how they folded against the Diamondbacks. So that's carrying over to this, where Nick Castellanos, they're bullying this man into performing, and it worked. But, like, that doesn't always work because guys can fold under pressure. They have some dogs, though. They have some guys like Bryce Harper, who's fired up. Castellanos, who's a professional hitter and just waited for his moment, and now that series is 1-1. Let's see how the Yankees respond out in Kansas City. They're about to go to Missouri, bro. They're going to Kauffman. Let's see. There will be Yankee fans there. I haven't checked the ticket prices out there, but I'm sure there's some Yankee fans that are either going to make the trip from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, the tri-state area, or already out there. So, like, let's just chill on some of our takes before the Yankees could rip off two wins out there and start hitting. And who knows? Nobody knows. That's why we watch. This is the postseason. In Bayside, Queens, Eric, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
All right.
You know, I think my lucky stars that I'm a Yankee season ticket holder, and I do not have to listen to any of the postgame, any of the broadcasters on TBS or any of the other networks that cover the postseason, because I have never heard a bunch of anti-Yankee haters on these broadcasts. I mean, I'm checking out X, and Costas is basically ripping the Yankees to shreds, and this happens every time the Yankees are in the postseason, whether it's Costas, whether it's Smoltz. There's just so much hate as far as the broadcasting teams that they put out there. It's just pathetic. I thank God that, like I said,
I go to the games too, Eric. Thanks for the call. I'm not listening to Bob Costas, John Smoltz, any of these guys. What do you expect? Comes with the territory, bro. They hate us because they ain't us. But actually being us right now isn't really an envious position. Like, it's a little worrisome. I'm telling you, if the Yankees fold, the whole sports world is going to talk about it. It's going to be on SportsCenter. FS1, they never talk about baseball. They never talk about the Yankees unless it's Judge homers. They'll lead with it. 15 years, the Yankees choke again. The big bad Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore. I told y'all, I am ready to be devastated or be elated. Like, this could be the ultimate sensation or the ultimate disappointment. 888-808-1019. This is what comes with it. This is how you're supposed to feel. You know? Dodgers fans, Shohei Ohtani comes out, homering, and he's doing a little too much that first game with the home, but then the next game, zoop, nothing. They're throwing stuff on the field at Jurickson Profar. The shenanigans that go on at Chavez Ravine. If you've ever been to Dodger Stadium, you know, especially out there in the outfield, there's some characters. But, you know, you think these Dodgers fans aren't shook? They got an in-division rival that's very comfortable in their building. Fernando Tatis is out there, hey, giving them the whole bump and grind, wagging his tongue at them, giving them the tears. Manny Machado's calling the team together in the dugout saying, hey, let's focus. Profar's robbing a home run, letting them think that they got it. Ah, Kyle Higashioka, the home run stroker. It's 1-1. You spent $1 billion in the offseason. You should just be able to beat them. What happened, Mookie Betts? Freddie Freeman's hurt? It ain't just us, folks. It ain't just us. Bill is in Brooklyn. Bill, you're on the Fan.
Keith, what's going on, pal?
You know, hanging out. Went to the stadium. Tried to yell and scream. And, like, you know, I can't really do anything to change the at-bats.
I was at the stadium, too. Going back to your first caller, we didn't have George Brett. We had a nice little catch sighting at the stadium. So that was nice to see our Power 5. I know you're not a big Knicks fan, but it was nice to see catch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when they showed Deuce McBride and Carl Anthony Towns, that got a big roar. The Knicks are popular. The Knicks are good again. And I'm not hating on it. I was glad to see them in there. Travis Scott was in there. Man, there were Yankee legends in there. Shout out to my guy Andrew. He said Doc was in there. Mickey Rivers was in there. Roy White, Jim Leyritz. There's always Yankees players there. But TBS is specifically showing y'all George Brett. I don't know. I didn't watch a single second of the game on the TV. I'm not trying to. But I guess I will Wednesday and Thursday.
I'm not one of those guys who think we should bench Judge, but I think we have to just realize what we got. And we just got the Peyton Manning of baseball on our team. And you gotta accept it.
Peyton Manning.
That's what we have. We have the Peyton. He's great in the regular season. Come playoff time, it's
looking like we got. How old was Peyton when he got his first? Peyton's got two rings, though.
I know, but with Peyton, the whole stigma, his whole career, he never showed up in the playoffs. And right now, Judge, it's something about these are best. I mean, it's just.
Not for nothing. Don't even look competitive he had Tom Brady in the way. Thanks for the call, Bill. He had Ben Roethlisberger in the way. He had, I don't know who else knocked him out. But he's still got two rings. What if Judge goes ringless? Remember that ad last year for Jumpman for Jordan? They made him put on a ring with a Jordan logo. I was like, what? So Rami just told me that the tickets are starting at 156 in Kansas City. So similar to out here in New York. It's not cheap. People want to go. I tip my cap to the... There was some Royals fans. I think they were in, I don't know, they were in 200 level. Maybe they were in like 218, 220. Maybe a little further down, they were chanting, let's go Royals. They were standing on business. And I looked, I was like, oh, they got a whole section of Royals fans.
They're more expensive there than they are right now in New York for Game 5.
Because these people believe those are Chiefs fans. Those are Chiefs fans. And they're like Power and Light District or whatever. Like they have a outside area. I won't say it rivals ours, but they have an outside area with bars and like a club type vibe and energy. And that's why I said, do not sleep on these Royals fans. They're going to come and show out for their team. They believe in these guys. They believe in Bobby Witt. They believe in Salvi. They believe in their pitching. Like that's why I said, I'm shook of Seth Lugo. It'll be Clark Schmidt versus Seth Lugo. Come on, Clark.
Bring me in now.
Hey, what's up, Nick? Nick in the Bronx, you're in there.
Hey, Keith. Just wanted to say I'm a big fan. You dominate late night, but I just wanted to kind of bring up the point of, as you were saying, Seth Lugo, obviously not going to be an easy face for the Yanks to face, especially coming off this loss against Reagans. But how do you think that bodes for us in the lineup, and do you think they may make a change with Stan in the lineup?
No, I think they're going to try it again. They're going to look at it as it's the first game on the road, and they're going to run it the same way. I don't know if we see I don't know. I think we see the same lineup maybe, but I can't call it. Like I didn't know we were going to see John Birdie today, and then they'll give you a rhyme and a reason for that. If they want to go ahead and take Stanton out of the lineup and put Dominguez there, maybe I don't know, maybe put Judge. Maybe put Judge at DH, put Trent Grisham out there. Like they have some things they could do, but like,
for sure,
I don't want them to get too cute. But you got to do what you got to do. Maybe you got to change some things. Like a thing that I thought about, you know, all right, well, here's John Birdie. They haven't seen him, and they made the trade for him. You know, they got to get a return on investment with every trade. So here he is.
You think Seth Lugo is going to be a tough matchup for this lineup? Just
of course,
like Reagans was.
I'm shooketh. That the performance that he put on in Yankee Stadium, he threw every pitch. He was dominating them in Yankee Stadium. So, I mean, what I'll say is he'll be back at home. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. You,
these Mets fans on the line that are calling to talk about the Mets, they know Seth Lugo. I mean, he's had a great year, but he can also revert back to, like, it's postseason. Who knows? I'm afraid, but I don't get to take at bats. I don't get to swing against a guy. So I hope that the Yankees, after seeing him, because remember the Yankees rolled out that lineup that had Dominguez, and everybody's like, this is the lineup. This is the postseason ready lineup. And they got absolutely dominated. And I was like, well, I don't know about that.
Schmidt versus Heel. You're happy with the start over Heel?
Yeah, because I don't know. He's a rookie, and I think they're trying to protect these rookies. Thanks for the call, Nick. You're not seeing Ben Rice. You're not seeing Dominguez, Luis Heel. I think they're going to, you know, hey, Clark, experience. Clark has been here. We'll go with Clark Schmidt. We'll see what happens. Maybe, like, we'll see. We'll see. I think they're protecting these rookies. It's nerve-wracking. That's why I say, like, some of you guys are calling up, like, Judge sucks. He should be benched. And it's like, this is hard to do. This is extremely hard to do. It's not easy. But they're going to work at it. They're going to keep at it. And I think Judge, pressure will be different in Kansas City than in New York. You think Judge doesn't want to come out there and rock the place? He said it's heaven. You think Judge doesn't want to feel like he felt when he hit the grand slam against the Red Sox? Of course. You think Judge doesn't want to get the monkey off his back? He doesn't want to, you know, silences critics about his postseason numbers, he does, and he's swinging out of his shoes. 888-808-1019. When we come back, my Casamigos big shot of the night. It will not be a New York Yankee. We'll mix in a little bit of conversation about the Mets. They do play later on today. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.